say that he was, this boy was her
boyfriend.
Right. Is there a joking way that you can say that?
Thank you, we think so. But I think they all three pretty. Beautiful children.
I just saw that briefly the other day, so I really didn't know to look at it. I'm glad she's in
there. You are too.
Just how their daddy is. And then react back to me, especially. Larry's oldest daughter, very, very old. They worked out fine, but it was long for the first few years. But she had to work in Delta too. So he worked his way up in the company. He didn't get a college education. That's all that Bible, but he meant he had to spend about 7 or 8 years working his way up in the company, and until they could, he could get up there, she had to help out.
They found out, didn't they?
It's worked out.
Well, it's good. It doesn't always.
It doesn't always, and then the girl gets it.
That's right.
All right. You said that he was her boyfriend, and she would be his
girlfriend.
Is there joking ways that you refer to that? She's his, would you say beau anymore? Or?
No, a girl, a gal, we used to use it like that.
If a boy asks a girl to marry him and she refuses, you say, well, she didn't want to.
Turned him down.
Right, now is that joking or is that just the way you
would say it? Just the way I would say it.
Okay, is there a joking way you would say it? She
jilted him.
Is that joking?
I guess I wouldn't know.
All right. Do you remember when they used to have a noisy serenade after a wedding? You know, people used to come around. And
yes. I don't remember. I've just heard it.
Do you know what they call that?
No. Now, if the one of the of them had been married before, it was a chivalry.
Oh, it was.
Called a chivalry.
Now, this was if one of the parties had been married.
I was chivalry.
Were you chivalry?
Uh-huh. My husband had been married before.
Was this disapproval or just?
No, it was fun. They just did it, you know. It was like serenade. They serenaded us, but they called it chivalry. You have to serve something. If you don't, they just kind of like trick or treat. They just stay there till you do. Their first shot a gun over the house.
They did?
Yeah. And then they came and knocked on the door, and we knew they were coming. We had gotten a hotel, so we had served coffee and cake.
This is only the one of the parties that's been married?
Yeah, that's called the chivalry.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. They just shoot a gun over the house, or do they bring instruments, or
no, they didn't. They, yeah, beat on pans, yeah, all kind of things they beat on.
Is this the night of the wedding?
No, that's after. Get moved in, yeah. After you get moved into your house, that maybe it's a couple of weeks, then they do.
That's interesting.
They always tell you they're going to, so you have to be kind of prepared, you know.
Well, obviously, they want to be fed properly.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
Don't want to come and not find anything.
That's right. That's right.
If you're referring to a whole bunch of people who got together to not to do any good, you know, they're not together for a good thing. You refer to them as a
gang.
A gang. What kind of parties did they have when you were a girl?
Well, we had, really, we didn't. I lived in the country and we didn't have too much party. We would have a dance, you know, we had a piano. And there was people that played instruments like, they called them fiddles and guitars. And they would come and maybe we would sing or... Maybe we would dance. That was in someone's home. We never went off for parties other than.
Were there any parties that were connected with harvesting time?
No.
Or any seasonal parties?
No.
These were just.
Yeah, New Year's. We'd always have a New Year's party. It might be at the school or it might be at our church. But we had a New Year's party each year. And it might be in someone's home.